Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program covering a wide variety of topics of interest to people with vision loss. I'm Nancy Goodman Torpy.
And I'm Pete Torpy. Music can be a lot of fun to play and to learn to play with others. But in order for a visually impaired person to be able to learn the music and play it with others, it has to be in some kind of accessible format. There's a lot of music available in electronic format these days, particularly in XML music format. But again, how does a visually impaired person read that? That's what we'll be talking about today.
We'll be speaking with Deng Huy Phuc, Executive Director of the Sao Mai Center for the Blind in Vietnam, about the SM Music Reader app that they have developed and how it can be used to read and listen to complex musical scores. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Deng Huy Phuc.
I'm glad you got in touch with us. Did you know about our show ahead of time? How did you know about us?
Actually, I know about your shows many years ago.
Oh,
And many of my colleagues, they also listen to your podcasts, your show as well. And actually, your show brings many good information for the blind. I think not also in Vietnam, but also in other countries as well. So they can spread the word, knowledge, information to other blind who do not speak English. So it's really, really wonderful show of yours.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's been very rewarding for us to be able to share all this information with people around the world and meeting interesting people doing interesting things like yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
So I thank you too.
We actually did not prompt him to say that, but it sure is gratifying to have a listener give their tip as being that people should listen to us, and it makes us feel like we're doing something of value to others.
So hello to all of our listeners in Vietnam and all of the many other countries around the world in which people listen to Eyes on Success. We hope you're enjoying it.
And in case anybody's curious, we used to keep track of where people were listening from, but when we got past 100 different countries, we quit counting. So there's people all over the world listening to this, and we hope you're all getting something out of it.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
Let's start by meeting Phuc and learning about the Sao Mai Center for the Blind in Vietnam.
My name is Deng Huy Phuc. You can call me just Phuc, serving as the executive director at the Sao Mai Center for the Blind, based in Ho Chi Minh City, a nonprofit organization for the blind. We focus mostly on the assistive technology development and application into the education, employment, and daily living activities.
Many of our listeners have visual impairments. Do you?
I'm totally blind. I lost my sight when I was 9 years old by a landmine explosive, I think almost 30 years ago.
And where were you born?
I was born in a countryside about 70 kilometers. I think it's around like 50 miles from Saigon, that now is called Ho Chi Minh City, to the east.
So your organization, do you serve mostly children or adults or both?
Both, but mostly our clients are the blind adults, but especially for students, blind students from the high school and after high school, the higher education programs.
And how big of an organization is this? How many people work there? How many people are you serving? Can you give us an idea?
We have 12 full staff. Working at an organization, we have almost like 70% of them. 8 people are the visually impaired. And actually, our main activities include like to provide the technology training for the blind students, providing the consultation service for both other organizations and government agencies or something like that, especially with the regard to the accessibility issues. Besides, we have some projects like to support the higher education, that's sponsored by the ICEVI, and that is the International Council of Education for Visually Impaired People. We also have some projects to develop the assistive technology, especially with the software, to empower the blind, especially in the education.
And I take it people come from pretty far away to come to your center?
At my center, we don't have the residential program. We just provide the trainings, the blind students staying around in the city, and they come to the center and we provide a training like 2 days a week or something like that. So we have different kind of courses. But for recent years, we mostly focus on our training of the trainers. So we send our trainer to different provinces in the country, and we conduct the training of the trainers for other provinces. And then those trainers will conduct the trainings for the local organizations.
Oh, so that's a really nice model. So in general, visually impaired people have trouble navigating and getting from one place to another, but you're actually reaching out into the local communities and providing this service.
Yeah.
Great.
And through software that they have developed at the Saumai Center for the Blind, they are reaching and assisting visually impaired people, not just throughout the country of Vietnam, where they're located, but around the whole world. Support for Eyes on Success is made possible in part by our corporate partners.
Find out more about partnership opportunities by sending an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
This week's focus topic is the SM Music Reader, a free Android app that enables the visually impaired to access music scores imported onto their devices.
Today, we mostly wanted to talk with you about an app that your organization developed to run on Android systems. Can you tell us what the name of that app is and give us a very quick summary of what it does, and then we'll get into some of the details?
Okay, recently we just released the app named SM Music Reader for the Android platform. SM stands for Saumai, that is the name of our center. The app will help both sighted and blind people to exchange the music sheets written in the music XML format standard. It supports to read out loud the information on the sheet, and it can also draw the sheet so the sighted can see. So both sighted and blind people can work on the same sheet on the same device.
Oh, great. So basically, if someone has a musical score in XML format, they can import it into this app, and then it makes it accessible to both low vision people and people who are unable to see the score. Is that right?
Exactly.
Well, and also fully sighted people.
Yeah, yeah.
How did this project come about?
Actually, I'm also a guy of loving the music quite much, and I have many troubles when I was young to learn music and exchange the music sheets with the sighted digits. As well, at the moment, I also have the problems to exchange to play with my children when I try to teach them how to read the music or play and share the information with them. And I see that that is also the need for many, many all the blind people around the world. So we come with the idea to develop this kind of software.
What instruments do you and your children play?
My children now studying drum and piano. And I, when I was young, I learned piano and I play a little bit guitar or singing or some kind of composing some songs with lyrics, something like that.
This sounds like a very useful app for someone who enjoys music and wants to learn music, because Braille scores aren't so easy to come by, and it's difficult to learn just by listening to music sometime, even though some people are better at it than others. So this really opens up a lot of opportunities, I guess.
Yeah, and actually, to support the Braille music is also one of our primary feature that we are going to develop, and we expect to have the full Braille music support for this app by the mid of next year, because with speech, many blind people, they can hear, but with Braille music, it has its own advantages. Help you to memorize the score better, something like that, in detail, something like that. So that is one of our primary features to develop, to add for the products.
Are you one of the developers of this program, or are you a tester?
Yeah, I'm leading this project and designing the app, and we have the team with one other developer to write code, and we both work as the developers in the team.
Who is using the app?
So far we have shared news about the app, and just after 1 week, we have over 500 users around the world using the app. Yeah, and we received many positive comments from either the blind musicians and also the music teachers for visually impaired students as well. And we have received 6 requests from the translators to translate the app into their own language, like Persian, German, Italian, something like that. Yeah.
What language is it in now?
Now it supports English and Vietnamese. But English is not our native language, so we also need the people who knows better about musical terms in English, so we can revise the text strings to have it read better in English.
So let's pretend that I downloaded this app. I don't have an Android device, but let's pretend that I downloaded this app and I'm using it. I import an XML music score. What happens next?
Just use the app. Just go on the internet. There are many, many music XML sheets available on the internet. So people just download the sheets that they want and copy to the download folder on your phone, and then run the app. The app will scan the folder and recognize all the music XML sheets.
So I open up my particular music score in the app, and what am I able to see or perceive as a blind person? I take it I can read the notes and some of the symbols. Give us an idea of some of the features.
Okay, when you open the app and you choose the score that you want to open, it will load the score on site and also draw the picture of the score in a way that the sighted people can see. So the blind people, when using with the screen readers, like TalkBack or Voice Assistant, they just use the regular gestures, like navigating text and move on. And they will hear like, what is the signature, like key signature, time signature, and notes and associated symbols for that note, like nuance, dynamics, slur, ties, something like that, different kind of thing relating to the note elements.
So it sounds like I can navigate bar by bar or beat by beat and tell what notes are there and what marks are in the score.
Yeah, exactly. We have different speaking modes. Like we have the reading modes, like note by note and bar by bar. So if the user want to use like to read note by note, so they can do note by note. Otherwise, if the score is so simple, the user can choose sweet bar by bar. So it's very easy for them to assess the sheet.
So some music is intrinsically much simpler than others. If you had a score that was written for a flute, it would need to have just one note at a time. But with a piano, it could have a lot of notes. And with an orchestra, it could have a lot of instruments playing a lot of notes. Can this app handle any of those?
Yeah, the app can handle different kind of instruments, so you can select the different staff. You can select specific voice in the staff. You can read like the lyrics associated to each note or each measure or something like that. And you can choose which instrument to read at a time. Because some scores, for example, for the orchestra, you will have many instruments in one sheet. So people can select the instrument to read and also can select the specific staff for that instrument. For example, piano normally has 2 staff, so people can choose the staff. And if entire staff, it has multiple voices in one staff, so people can navigate easily to compare like note by note or measure by measure by voice, or even the user can also read the score in the same way that sighted people normally read on the sheet. For example, the first voice and the second voice, 2 notes arranged vertically, so that the app can also read it vertically as well.
Wow, that sounds like some very powerful features to make this very accessible for visually impaired folks. Complex musical scores are not easy to assimilate by a blind person.
Yeah.
You would know that. You've tried.
Yeah, and it wasn't fun. So I understand that in addition to being able to read these complex musical scores in a very accessible fashion, you also have some features built in that will play parts of the music so someone can hear what it's supposed to sound like. Is that right?
Yeah, the app can also play the score as well. So you can play note by note, play the current measure, play the current staff, play the horn part. I mean that like something like the horn instrument or the horn score, like with multiple parts and with the looping features. So the user can easily, like they can choose the current measure and they set the loop playback and they just play the measure so they can hear and practice. If they like, they can listen with the screen reading speech output. Otherwise, they can listen to the music and then practice.
That is very sophisticated, all of those capabilities. And you're saying all of this can happen on a telephone?
Yeah, it can happen on an Android phone.
Wow. Do you have a version that runs on a computer so people can hear the music played on better speakers?
At the moment, we don't have the version for the computer today. But in our development plan, we also have plan to port the app into iOS platform, because we know that many, many visually impaired people, like in the United States and Europe countries, they use iPhone for their learning, their daily activities, and also at their employment as well.
You talked about importing musical scores that are formatted in XML into the app, and you said you could Google those on the web. Can you give us an idea of what types of scores are available in this format and where people should look?
Actually, there are millions of music XML sheets available on the internet, ranging from the classical, modern, many, many scores, and most of the mainstream music notation software like MuseScore, Finally, Sibelius, they all support to convert into the music XML sheets.
Yes, that's become very common for programs that use music in that way, for importing and exporting songs among the programs.
Yeah.
You talked about some of the new features that you'll be including in this app, and in particular, you talked about Braille support. What other features are you hoping to include in this app?
Besides the Braille music feature for the app, we also have the plan to develop the voice commands so the users can have hands-free during the music practice. So they just give the voice commands. We also plan to develop the feature to control the app by the foot, like the pedal squid. So the user can play by hands and then use the foot switch to control the app.
Oh, that would be very handy because, as you said, people are generally using the phone or Braille music with their hands and they can't be playing their instrument at the same time. So if they control this app in another way, that's handy.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Yeah, so actually we believe that each person has his or her own learning differences. So we try our best to give the tunes in different way so people can prefer to their approach.
Now, I take it with your musical background and interests, you must be using this app yourself. Can you tell us a little bit about how you use it and how much fun you've had with it?
At the moment, I am using the app to teach music for my children at home. And also, I use the app to test and to play with it when we develop the new features or something like that. I am also conducting some trainings for the music teachers for visually impaired students coming from other schools based in Vietnam, how to effectively use the app in their training program.
Oh, I guess this could be a great educational tool.
Yeah.
Well, terrific. I congratulate you on putting a very nice app together that it looks like there's a lot of demand for and can be very useful for blind and visually impaired folks around the world.
Yeah, thank you.
You seem to have put an awful lot of effort into creating this app. What has music meant to you over the years?
When I lost my sight and went to the school for the blind, I think that my future job is only the music, because at the time people say that the blind people just could do with the music work or some kind of other informal jobs. So I start learning music at a time, but in later on when we have the I have the access to the technology and I love the technology, so I decided technology will be my main job. And now music is really helping a lot, especially like to communicate with other people, the sighted friends, something like that. So music is now my hobby to enjoy in the daily livings.
And of course, with the advent of the SM Music Reader app that Fook and his organization have developed, he can continue to enjoy music even more easily. So this is a really powerful tool, but Pete, you're a blind musician. What other tools are available that people can use to read and write music?
So Fook mentioned earlier several programs that were developed for the sighted community to input music and also read music. He mentioned Sibelius, Finale, and MuseScore. Sibelius recently has put in a lot of work into making their program accessible with a screen reader through a lot of keyboard shortcuts. This is a commercial program that is used by a lot of professional musicians to put together complex scores, input the scores, read the scores, play them back so you can hear what it sounds like. If you're interested in testing that, there's a free version called Sibelius First that you might want to try out with some limited functionality, but still a fair amount of functionality. Also, MuseScore is very accessible using the NVDA screen reader. This is an open source program that's available for free that has many of the capabilities of Sibelius in terms of putting together voices and various instruments and inputting and reading and listening to music. Another app that I recently came across for the iPhone is called Symphony Pro. And again, this was developed primarily for sighted people, but the developer has been very sensitive to needs of people using VoiceOver and has put in a number of keyboard shortcuts that, if you're using a Bluetooth keyboard, make the program very accessible. And again, you can put in various instrumental parts, voices, chords, lyrics, etc. So give some of those a try if you're interested in inputting music and or listening to music.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
Success. Success. Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about the SM Music Reader app and how to contact Fook and others at the Salmai Center for the Blind.
So if people are interested in finding out more about this app or where to download it, where would you send them?
The users can go to Google Play Store and search for the SM Music Reader, or just search for the keywords Salmai Center. Salmai spelled S-A-O space M-A-I means Morning Star. So they can find the app on the Google Play Store, or they can go to our website at www.salmaicenter.org/en/snsolf. So from there you can find the information about the SM Music Reader app.
And is there documentation on that website on how to use the app?
Yeah, inside the app we also have the quick user guide when you open the main menu from the app, as well as user can find on our website as well. Or users can feel free to send us a message about their comments or questions how to use the app to our email at support@salmaicenter.org. Salmai stands for S-A-O-M-A-I, salmaicenter.org.
Now, we do not usually discuss prices on this show, but I understand that this app is free.
Yeah, this app is free for everybody.
That is very kind of the developers to do that. So do you have a social media presence?
Yeah, we have the social media. So the people can connect with us on the Facebook at facebook.com/Samai Center for the Blind, or from the Twitter at Samai Center. Or you can also go to the YouTube as well. We also have the YouTube channel, also with the name as Samai Center for the Blind.
Now, you mentioned that you were hoping to find people who were native English speakers to help you port the app into proper English. Are you looking for volunteers?
Yeah, we are looking for the volunteers because we don't have the fund for that. We are just a small nonprofit organization, and we commit the app is free for everybody. So we would like to have the volunteers to support us to revise the musical English terms so can provide the good English for the users with using the English language.
And what other kinds of help would you like?
And we also look forward to more people from other countries to support us to translate the app into their languages so the app can get to more visually impaired people in their countries. Actually, another thing that we are also working to find the supporters to port the app for the iOS platform as well.
And if somebody does want to volunteer, how would they contact you to let you know that?
They can contact us via the email at support@samaicenter.org, or they can go to our website with the English version at samaicenter.org/en and then find a contact page. From there, you can find the contact information to get in touch to our team.
So if you're interested in finding out more about the SM Music Reader app, or you want to volunteer to help translate it into other languages or work on porting it to iOS devices, we'll have all those links in the show notes associated with this episode at www.eyesonsuccess.net. We'll also have links in the show notes to some of the other programs that we mentioned in the show about musical composition and arranging.
That's it for show number 2005. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about the Astrios Stargazing app. Just because somebody has limited vision doesn't mean they can't enjoy investigating heavenly bodies in the universe around us. We'll speak with Yuma Antoine Deku and Jake Dean from OSIRIS about the accessible Astrios Stargazing app they are developing for iOS systems to open up new vistas for both amateurs and professionals.
See you next week.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio.
You can access the full archive of previous shows, subscribe to the podcast, and much more by going to our website, www.eyesonsuccess.net. If you have questions about anything you've heard on the show or have suggestions for future shows, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net.
Thank you for listening and have a nice day.